a group of neighbors turning the streetlights back on. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Energy costs can be a huge burden on low-income communities. That's especially true in Highland Park. The tiny enclave within Detroit was literally left in the dark after it ran up a big street lighting bill. But there are some small bright spots popping up, thanks to solar power and the efforts of one community group. Sarah Swick has our story.
Highland Park is a small community and a poor one. When the city found itself facing a $4 million unpaid street lighting tab in 2011, it couldn't pay. So the city struck a deal with DTE Energy. A lot of that debt was wiped out, and DTE took the lights back. Literally, the company came through town with flatbed trucks and pulled most of the streetlights out of the residential areas. Cindy Monday says that was a demoralizing time for Highland Park residents like her.
People are coming home from work, and there's no light whatsoever, and they're walking into this abyss of darkness. Just incredibly unfair.
Enter a group called Solidarity. It started out with a simple goal: crowdfund enough money for one solar-powered streetlight in Highland Park as a kind of demonstration project. Jackson Coppell is Solidarity's executive director.
We wanted to demonstrate this technology both because it was more affordable, it was more resilient, it would work during a blackout.
That light went up in 2012, and Solidarity turned into a larger nonprofit community organization. A couple of years later, a couple more solar lights went up. One was in front of Nandi Fry's house, the only one on her block.
That light, it really shines bright on my street. I love that solar light.
The group kept growing, and around that time, Coppell's members realized it had a larger mission, fostering what he calls energy democracy. At the same time, they worked up a larger citywide proposal, an ambitious plan to relight Highland Park streets with solar power. But they needed city buy-in to get that effort going, and they didn't get it. In the meantime, Coppell says the interest in solar street lighting kept growing.
A lot of members said, listen, we're down, we want to see this large proposal go, but my street is dark, my alleyway is dark, I want to be able to actually do something right now.
So they decided to move ahead on their own on a smaller scale, but there can be big upfront costs with solar. And Coppell says Michigan isn't an easy place to do community solar projects, especially in low-income communities.
Everybody knows about it, everybody wants it, but nobody knows where to go to get it. And that the costs of trying to get it individually are sometimes very high.
But if there's enough interest, you can order in bulk. That's what Solidarity started doing in 2015. They partnered with a local manufacturer to put up 47 more solar streetlights in and around Highland Park. To pay for that, they moved from crowdfunding to a dues-based membership model. Members pay what they can afford, and together that covers the cost. They worked with the city to make sure everything is done legally and safely. So far, all the lights have been installed on private property. Cindy Mundy got one of the new lights at her house. She likes that once it's installed, the maintenance costs are minimal.
And then the benefit to the earth by using this sort of a light, mm-hmm. as opposed to what we've been using, and it's like a win-win-win-win-win situation.
There are other benefits. Mundy and Nandi Fry say the lights bring back a sense of security and community, things you tend to take for granted until you don't have them anymore.
Yeah, as a child, you think that's forever to have a street light. We all played under the street light, you know?
That's how parents tell their kids to go home.
Yeah, by the street light. The street light has a lot of stories, you know? You build stories around the street light.
Solidarity is now working on another bulk purchase, at least 100 lights this time. Solidarity leaders say they expect to keep growing. Even if things haven't gotten as big as fast as they might have hoped, they are making steady progress. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Swick.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.